saw you with the slop bucket, either with a basket or coin. You didn't have to call him. He had the signal then too. He was ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most, I used to tell my kids, you know, I didn't ever want them to be like a hawk. And they'd say, "What you mean?" I said, "If you notice a hawk," I said, "it'd always be one or two in the midst of the whole bunch. Will never stand still and eat. But he, all the rest of the hogs that still are just eating it up. And he just running from one end of the trunk to the other. And when he get through running, they done eat up all the food and he still ain't got nothing." And I used to use that power farm to be, you know, to stay put and not run from place to place. Which meant whether they want a job, as long as they was qualified and give satisfaction, whether they were on a job or whether they lived in a place and it was a place that they liked, I just didn't see no use of running from place to place. And I always would say, "Don't be like the hawk. This DSI gets the slop."
There's lesson to be learned from that. How'd you call your chickens?
Listen, we used to cluck it, huh? Chicken. We used to cluck somewhere, and I forgot. We said, chicken.
If you wanted to get the horses, or in your case, the mules, ready to go somewhere, mm-hmm. you might say, "I want to
put the bridle on them," or "I want to get them ready," you say?
Mm-hmm. You might say, put a harness on them.
Oh, you put the first, I don't know what the first thing you put on the mule, but I know you put the bridle on them. I think the bridle is the first thing you put on it, because that bridle has got the bits in it, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to guide him by. Once you get those bits in the mouth, he got to go your way, unless he got to do you. So I don't know where this is really, because I never got one ready. But I'm saying, I always thought that you put the bits in the mouth and the bridle on, you put the bridle on him, and then you put the harness, you know, on him, like what you sit on, you know, over mm-hmm. the back, or what you put the trace chains and so forth, or hook up them if you're gonna put them to a wagon or something. But that brow with them bits is very important. Mm-hmm. Cause see, your line is hooked to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you hold on to the line, whichever way you pull that line, those bits in his mouth, you got to tell him the way you pull it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause some of them used to, if you hadn't got a horse or a mule, if he hadn't been, have you ever heard the word of breaking them in?
Uh-huh.
And if you hadn't got, you know, to begin with, when they young and before they be broke in, they just like something wild. And they'll, they will run away with you, you know. We'd say run away. Other words, they get you in the wagon, you get in the wagon with them, and it's just like they didn't have this in the mouth, they didn't pay. You know, they're just like a, well, okay, I don't know. I'd use the word, maybe it would be that you were hurting them when you were jacking and pulling on the line and saying, "Whoa, stop." But they ignore that when they're running away with you. They just ignore that and just keep going, you know. Because they tap something or run themselves down.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Which can be very dangerous.
Sure can.